This is The Daily Connect, and time now to find out about a blog for blind and partially sighted people, which is run by a blind girl called Holly Chook. And she's had some very interesting news recently about her blog and all the things she's been doing with it. Holly joins me on the line now. Hi, Holly.
Thank you for having me.
It is great to have you here, Holly. I wanted to talk to you because you've been in touch with us, because you've got some news to share.
I have, yeah. I'm a blogger, so I'm a disability and lifestyle blogger, and I've actually been listed as one of the top 100 most influential disabled people in the UK.
That is incredible. How does that feel?
Thank you. It feels quite surreal, to be honest. it's still a big surprise and quite a big shock, really.
So what's the kind of reason for that? I mean, I know you do the blog Life of a Blind Girl, and you write about, you know, essentially that. You know, it's a very honest blog. It talks about reality and life as a blind girl. Is it all of that that kind of makes you seen as influential because you're a voice out there representing blind people?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as you said, I'm 100% honest about my disability, so I try to help others through my writing. I try to tackle the common misconceptions and stigmas surrounding sight loss and, you know, try to educate the wider public on visual impairment and disability, really.
You know, it's often one of those things when you're added to a list like this, you know, if you were added to, I mean, I for example, have always wished to be added to the top 100 sexiest men alive, but I know it'll never happen in a month of Sundays. But, you know, the thing about a list like that is, it's kind of like, yeah, so what, whatever. But this list that you're on, you know, being classed as one of the most influential people, in a way, makes you more influential, doesn't it? Because it gives you a more of a platform to go and say, hey, look, you know, I'm doing this. I'm telling people about what life is like as a blind person, you know, and that gets you to a new audience, which is great for you and your blog.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't see myself as influential at all. I just kind of share my experiences of living with a visual impairment to help others, really.
But, of course, yeah.
You know, it's kind of a strange one because obviously I don't see myself as inspirational or influential, but I guess other people kind of do.
How do you feel about it? Because that's one of those questions, I must say. Personally, I'm not a big fan of the word inspiration. It kind of annoys me a bit from time to time.
Yeah.
I hate being labelled as an inspiration. Oh, you're such an inspiration. You made a cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, yeah, whatever. But, you know, when it comes to this kind of thing, you know, that word inspiration probably has a much more broader meaning. And influential, I would say, is actually a much better way to be described. I'd love to be called influential. That's a really nice term because what it says is that what you're saying resonates out there with people who, yes, are blind, but also people who aren't blind. And in some ways, that's maybe more important, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really important to educate wider society on visual impairment and disability because I guess they learn from us. So if they read blogs or interact with a disabled person, then I guess that's first-hand knowledge and first-hand experience for them to learn.
Being a blogger, I mean, obviously one of the things you look at a lot, I guess, is the stats on your website, you know, who's looking at what, what's popular, what's not. It gives you a guide on where you should go with your content, I guess.
Yeah.
What has been to you anyway the sort of biggest and most responded to and most reacted to thing you've written?
My most popular post is a post called Common Misconceptions on Blindness. So in that post, I basically wrote down and tackled quite a few of the common misconceptions surrounding visual impairment. And that's definitely my most popular post. I was really honest in that. And my most popular posts are the ones that are definitely the most honest and real. But also some of the other popular posts are the ones where I share tips and tricks, kind of like life hacks. Doing various things, so things like blogging or maybe doing your makeup or something like that that people can learn from.
So there are two audiences you speak to. You talk to blind people, of course, and I guess when you're writing blogs, and I suppose it's hard to put anyone in a box in this way, but you know, if you are writing a blog about being a blind girl doing makeup, then that's going to appeal to people who are blind who want to do makeup, isn't it? I mean, that makes sense. Whereas if you write something about common misconceptions, then you're opening that up to a whole wide range of people. You know, people who don't know much about blindness but are curious, want to know,
yeah.
Terrified to ask. I mean, that's the big problem. No one wants to ask the question, but the fact you're writing it means they can go and read it in private and get their questions answered.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting, actually, because some of the comments I've had or some of the tweets and messages is people saying, I didn't know about blindness before reading your blogs or before doing some research, but now I know, so I know how to interact or help a blind person in the best possible way.
How, if you don't mind me asking, Holly, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, so 22. Are you surprised that in 2018 you're still having to explain what it's like to be blind?
Yes and no. I think there's a lot of stereotypes surrounding blindness that are obviously wrong and outdated that obviously we need to kind of depict and, you know, tell the truth on. So, yeah, I don't think that helps in that sense. But at the same time, no, because many people haven't come across a blind person before. They don't know how to interact with a blind person. So I guess everyone's got to learn. So it's a bit of a mixture, really.
I mean, some of the most common misconceptions are incredible, you know, and we were actually talking about this just today in the office. We were discussing this, one of them being that people who are sighted often don't like saying things like, see you later, or did you watch Coronation Street last night? Because they think, oh, can't say that because, you know, you didn't watch it, you listened to it, and I won't see you later, I'll hear you tomorrow. No, that doesn't sound right. So people are very worried to say certain things. And that's a problem. But then, of course, there's the other side of the scale, which is that our capability is always in question, isn't it? You know, when it comes to employment, you know, there are a lot of people who don't think blind people can hold down a job. Or if it is a job, it's probably something very basic and simple. I guess you want to push past all of that nonsense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I graduated university last year and managed to get a job, which I absolutely love. But I guess, obviously, that goes against some of the stigmas that sighted people think about blind people. People often say, oh, how did you get the job? And I kind of like, well, I got it in the same way as everyone else, really.
Yeah. And that's it. People just don't, they can't put two and two together on that one, which I still don't really understand. My biggest thing is that I don't understand how people can think that the dog that I don't have a guide dog yet, I am on the list, but, you know, when I have my guide dog, you know, people will think that dog is smarter than me. And that may be true to some degree, but the fact that they will think that the dog is super, super dog and I am simple human. And I just think that's just bizarre. But, you know, you're fighting for this. You know, the fact you've been on this list now, this is good news. It gets your blog out there. For those listening who maybe haven't read your blog yet, and if they haven't, then shame on you. where can people find it?
They can find it at lifeofablindgirl.com. You can just find it there, and you can find all my posts on everything to do with sight loss and disability, and you can find out a bit more about me. So if you just head over to lifeofablindgirl.com, you can find it there.
Are you on social media? Are you on YouTube? You're on those things as well?
Yep, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube, just as Life of a Blind Girl. And at the top of my blog, all my social media links and YouTube channel is there, so you can find them easily and they're fully accessible.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I wish you all the best in the future, Holly. I want you to come back on, though, and do some more with us because you've got a lot to say, clearly, and, you know, we should be hearing your voice here. So thank you so much for coming on, and I'll do what sighted people don't like doing and say, see you later.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye for that.
Bye. The Daily Connect Podcast.